Today, we're kicking off a critique of this massive economic breakdown, covering the historic console sales crash, mostly focusing on that $899 PS5 Pro and shifting consumer demand.
Right, and it's got some really brilliant data in there.
It does, yeah. But jumping straight into the feedback, I think they might be missing half the story. The analysis brilliantly captures Sony's pricing missteps, but leaves the parallel failure of Microsoft's $800 Xbox Series X totally underexplored.
Exactly. I mean, if you're analyzing a drought, you don't just look at one empty reservoir, right?
Yeah, you have to look at the whole water table.
Wait, though, doesn't the author mention the Xbox Series X early on? I thought the intro clearly established that whole Microsoft and Sony duopoly.
Well, they do mention it in the intro, yeah, but then they just abandon it. And that's the main weakness here, because it severely weakens their core elasticity argument.
Oh, I see what you mean. Because the rest of the text just ignores it.
Right. So the subsequent body paragraphs, the psychological breakdowns, the structural drivers, they all just hyper-focus on Sony's modular pricing and the lack of a disk drive.
Which kind of makes a huge macroeconomic shift read like, you know, just a localized anomaly for Sony.
Exactly. So the suggestion here is to integrate Microsoft's strategy much more deeply into that core argument. You have to prove this is an industry-wide rejection of premium pricing, not just a Sony problem.
Oh, that makes total sense. So how do they actually do that without rewriting everything?
Well, for a concrete example, you could just add a brief paragraph in the psychological threshold section.
Oh, comparing Microsoft's integrated drive proposition directly to Sony's modular approach?
Yeah, exactly. Or alternatively, look at the bill of materials chart.
Right, because the text briefly notes the Xbox Cloud pivot there.
Exactly. Expanding on that would show exactly how Microsoft is actively reacting to this specific hardware contraction.
Which proves the crisis spans the entire market.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of the whole market reality, if the author successfully zooms out, they have to make sure their final recommendations actually match that scope.
Right, which brings us to the next point. The strategic forecasting section suffers from a severe structural disconnect between the written narrative pathways and the accompanying evaluation matrix.
Yeah, that part was actually a bit jarring.
It really is. The weakness is that the prose explicitly outlines three distinct strategic pathways for Sony to take.
Right. Bundling, permanent repositioning, and an accelerated first-party pipeline.
Exactly. But then you turn the page to the evaluation matrix, and suddenly we are staring at five totally different scenarios.
Wait, yeah, because the matrix introduces a temporary Black Friday rebate and a free 3-year PS Plus surcharge just totally out of nowhere.
Right. It creates this massive cognitive dissonance for the reader.
I can imagine. Just picture presenting this economic report to a stakeholder, you know? They read your three carefully argued pathways, look down at the data table, and just see five variables.
Right. The climax of your analysis suddenly feels completely untrustworthy. So the suggestion here is you really need to harmonize the prose and the matrix.
Just so they reflect the exact same strategic options.
Exactly.
But is the fix just deleting the extra data? Because honestly, those Black Friday and PS Plus concepts are actually pretty compelling ideas.
Well, they are compelling. Which is why you don't necessarily have to scrap them. As a concrete fix, you can simply expand the written text to detail all five remediation scenarios found in the matrix.
Ah, I see. Just introduce them properly before scoring them.
Right. Or, alternatively, if the author really wants to keep the narrative tight, they could just condense the evaluation matrix to strictly score the three specific pathways originally proposed in the text.
Yeah, either approach just removes that friction for the reader and makes the conclusion structurally airtight.
Definitely.
So just to recap today's main points, expanding the Xbox comparative analysis will vastly strengthen the market-wide elasticity argument.
Right. And harmonizing the forecasting prose with the evaluation matrix will ensure stakeholders get a unified, trustworthy message at the very end.
Exactly. We would love to see those concrete suggestions implemented, whether that's, you know, adding the Xbox comparison to the psychological threshold section or aligning those matrix variables.
Absolutely. We warmly invite you to submit your revised work back to the critique so we can explore how it evolves.